Thanks for listening.
What? Why did it stop?
You hit the button.
I did.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. We are absolutely excited to have you guys with us. We've got a great show today. Lots coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about deer hunting. What kind of a tradition is it for you and your family? Is it still alive? We're going to talk a little bit about CWD, some places to watch out for, and what the state of hunting is in Minnesota. That and more for everywhere else coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
Good to see you too, and guess who we have?
A celebrity guest.
Sir Doncelot.
Sir Doncelot.
Yeah. I
didn't bring that up. And by the way, thank you guys for the fantastic opener today.
We had to leave that in.
So what's this I hear about the show going faster when I'm not here?
Much faster.
What is that? That's nonsense.
Much faster.
It's amazing.
It's the same time.
Don,
how can it go faster?
It's already been a half hour of us being here.
And we're
here,
still just on the
just
first
getting
segment.
Started.
Yeah. Well, that's because we have too much fun when I'm here.
See?
He's
deflecting
common
again. That's
denominator.
Twice he deflected today.
Now, let's get to the subject.
See,
what do you got?
Now he's changing the topic.
See, you're wasting time.
So, obviously, this weekend is the Minnesota Deer Opener, Don. Big event.
It is.
In the state.
It's happening right now.
It's happening as we speak.
Yes.
And hopefully everybody is safe. They had a safe travels to the cabin, and they have a safe hunt. If you're listening to this, you're probably just hanging out in your car because you're getting warm or something, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, which is going to be nice.
Yes.
And you know, the thing that comes up in my mind when I was putting the show together today, I thought, when it comes to deer hunting, same with fishing opener, any of the opener type things that go on, there's family traditions that have always been evolved or involved with that particular event. The deer opener, hey, you spend 3 weeks planning and getting food ready and figuring out what's going to happen, and every 14 phone calls between people, and all right, have you got this? You got this ready, or you got this gun? Okay, is the shed ready? You know, or are we going to have, you know, do we need to cut anything? Have you got tools? The whole nine yards. So the question I pose to you guys as well as the audience, and just think about it. It is a family tradition, but the question I have is, are we losing it? And are we losing it in a couple different ways? One is, do the younger people coming into it have that same interest level to carry on tradition that many of my parents, and I think your parents, and Ava, I think you were brought into it with your parents, mm-hmm. right? So grandparents, you know, the past history, is that going away? Does it have that same sparkle? And if it doesn't, why?
Well, I envy those that have that tradition, because you see all kinds of photos. You see them on Facebook. You see them in magazine articles and shows.
Absolutely.
And it looks like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Now, not to rain on your parade when you're asking me the question, I can't think of a family member in my family that hunted deer other than me.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hunted deer once back in the early 70s and didn't pick it up again until the last several years. So, in 70, we got a 10-point buck, but we weren't really good marksmen.
So it took more than one shot.
Yeah. Okay. And it took a long distance. I mean, it's like I said, we weren't as proficient with the aiming
device. But you got
device.
It.
But we ended up getting the deer.
You tracked it, got
yes.
it.
And it was a nice deer. I still got the rack, by the way. Yeah, European mount. It's kind of nice. And then I just started picked it up here a few years back, and I've enjoyed the heck out of doing it, and I'm in the stand as we speak.
Nice. I like it.
So I wish I could say that tradition was there, but I can't, and I envy those that do.
So, Don, who took you then?
When I was a kid, a friend of mine who grew up on a farm, his dad, stepdad actually, said, you boys ought to go hunting. So my buddy Mark and our other buddy Mark and myself, we went out, and all we did at that time, and this is in southern Minnesota, we walked fence lines. And the stepdad sat with his truck at the end of the other fence line with refreshments on the front seat and his 30-06 or whatever he was shooting. I don't think it was probably a slug gun then, too.
Yeah.
And he just sat there and leaned against the seat of the car with the door open to see if anything ran down his fence line, which luckily it never did. So we actually had an opportunity to get a shot at this buck once, and the one thing you don't do is shoot at a running deer, which is what we did back then, and didn't know any better. So that was the only time I really hunted, and the deer had run so much, had so much adrenaline in it. I remember taking steak home from my wife the first time, and it wasn't a good deal.
Didn't taste very good.
No. I gave away all the
meat. How about you, Ava?
Just like Don, I'm sitting in the tree stand as we speak. But, my dad's been taking me ever since I was 12. And it's just always been great, still hunting with my dad. But now we're here in Red Wing instead of going up to Little Fork, Minnesota. And, yeah, it's fun. We now bring our twin girls to their house for a deer season opener. So we're all camping out at Grandma and Grandpa's.
Well, I remember starting out. I was, 9, went with my dad, 10 I think it was, sat with him in his deer stand, and loved to have my BB gun.
Sure.
Just sat out there.
Get rid of those pesky squirrels that sound like a buck.
Two of the big things that's fun. Here's what we encourage you guys. If you guys have a really cool tale about or story about tradition that goes on in your camp, send it to info@thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Yes.
And send it to us. Send us some cool stories. We'll read them on the air, and we might have something special for you if we end up reading it on the air. But so what I ended up doing was, if anybody cooked, everybody has something different they cook for like 4 days of the trip, right?
Sure.
And if somebody didn't like anything, then they, if they complained, guess what? You're cooking next. So their response was, boy, this tastes like crap, but it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, this is the best stew I've ever had.
Exactly. Tell you what, we'll be right back. Speaking of stew, hang tight.